Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Wednesday class, July 13th, 2022, 2 Corinthians.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians 2, is this too loud? Not too loud? Not too loud for Rick. It's okay for Harlan. How about in the front row? Al, is this too loud? Sure it is not. We'll wait till you come in. In preparation to worship our Lord, let's pray. Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. The very fact that we are even here this evening is a demonstration of who and what you are. And as we assemble this evening to fellowship in the Word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, let's start at verse 14, corrected translation. But thanks be to God who always leads us in a triumphal procession in Christ, and who makes known the fragrance of the knowledge of Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, by the agency of us in every place. And us, by interpretation, is God's faithful communicators. By application, it refers to the entire royal family of God under your royal ambassadorship. Verse 15. Because we keep on being a wonderful fragrance of Christ for God, among the ones who are being saved and among the ones who are perishing. Two categories of people smell the fragrance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. First, those who go positive to the gospel and place their faith in Jesus Christ. And secondly, those who go negative to the gospel and reject Jesus Christ. The same gospel brings life to the believer and death to the rejecter. The articular participle of the verb sozo are all the ones who receive eternal salvation by faith in Christ. And the articular participle of the verb apolumi are all the ones who receive eternal condemnation and judgment at the last judgment, the great white throne. There is only one sin that God the Holy Spirit convicts the unbeliever of. There's only one sin that Jesus Christ could not pay the penalty for. And that is the sin of not believing in Jesus Christ. All the sins of the entire human world were poured out on Christ and judged. But there's one that Christ could not pay the penalty for, and that is the sin of not believing in Jesus Christ. And that's John 16, verses 8 and 9. And he, when he comes, and who is he? Well, that is verse 7, the Paraclete. Paraclete, or the Paraclete. It's often translated in your Bible's helper. And that is God the Holy Spirit. And he, the Paraclete, God the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me, Jesus Christ. So, there is one sin Jesus Christ could not pay the penalty for, not believing in him. And God the Holy Spirit and his convicting ministry, common grace ministry, when the gospel is given, that is one of the convicting ministries, convicting the unbeliever of that he has not believed in Jesus Christ as his Savior. And then verse 16, on the one hand, to the ones who are perishing, we are an unpleasant odor from death, spiritual death, to death, the second death, the lake of fire. And the word there is osme, and osme means fragrance or odor. The fragrance is the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this fragrance of the gospel of Jesus Christ is sprinkled over the entire human race. Osme can be a pleasant fragrance, or it can be an unpleasant odor. To the ones who go negative and reject the grace gospel, it is an unpleasant odor from death to death. Ek thanatou eis thanaton. From spiritual death to the second death, and the second death is the last judgment, specifically the lake of fire. And then it says, but on the other hand, to the ones who are being saved, we are a pleasant fragrance from life, human life, to life, eternal life. From the divine viewpoint, the human race is divided into two categories. God looks at mankind, and he doesn't look to see if you're Norwegian, whether you're Swedish, Polish, whatever you are. He doesn't look at that. What he looks at whether you have believed in Jesus Christ as your Savior or rejected him. The entire human race is divided by what do you think of Jesus Christ? What do you think of the cross? Have you placed your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? If you have, you come under the category believer. If you reject the grace gospel, you are unbeliever. And this is the divine viewpoint on the entire human race. Not your specific race. That is a non-issue. Have you placed your faith in Christ or have you rejected Christ? Both believer and unbeliever, they smell the fragrance of the grace gospel of Jesus Christ. For the one who goes negative at God consciousness and or negative at gospel hearing, and lives his life in rejection of Christ, the gospel is an unpleasant odor of death. When he dies physically as an unbeliever in spiritual death, he will face the second death, which is the last judgment, Revelation 20, verses 11 to 15. And the result will be eternal condemnation and judgment in the lake of fire. And in fact, the lake of fire is specifically declared to be the second death, Revelation 20:14. For the unbeliever, the gospel is the unpleasant odor of death. For the one who goes positive at gospel hearing and believes in Jesus Christ, he receives the gift of eternal life. He goes from human life at physical birth to eternal life at his spiritual birth, regeneration. For the one who believes in Jesus Christ, the gospel is the pleasant fragrance of eternal life. 1 John 5:11-12, and this is the testimony: God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life, no eternal life. So again, we have on the one hand, to the ones who are perishing, we are an unpleasant odor from death, spiritual death, to death, the second death, the lake of fire. But on the other hand, to the ones who are being saved, we are a pleasant fragrance from life, human life, to life, eternal life. And then the conclusion of verse 16, and who is sufficient for these things? That's a terrible translation in the King James Version, but we always start there. And who is sufficient for these things? We have the conjunction chi plus the interrogative pronoun tis plus the nominative singular of the adjective hikanos plus the prepositional phrase pros plus the accusative plural neuter of the demonstrative pronoun houtos. Chi here is a connective chi, correctly translated, and then the interrogative pronoun. Interrogative pronoun tis looks like that in the Greek and in the English, and is translated who. And then we have hikanos. H-I-K-A-N-O-S, hikanos. All right, a couple of things on this word. First of all, one, hikanos literally means sufficient, adequate, or large enough. That's the literal meaning. Two, however, hikanos came to mean appropriate, competent, qualified, able, worthy. Appropriate, competent, qualified, able, worthy. Who is qualified to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ? Who's competent, able, worthy? And then pros plus the accusative neuter plural of the demonstrative pronoun houtos. And that is for these things. That is to communicate this grace gospel to mankind. To sprinkle this fragrance of the grace gospel of Jesus Christ over the human race. Who is competent? Who's qualified? Who's able? Who is worthy? So the corrected translation, and who is qualified, worthy for these things to communicate the absolute truth of the grace gospel to mankind, to sprinkle this fragrant grace gospel over the world? Well, by interpretation, it's faithful communicators, spiritually mature communicators who are advanced to spiritual maturity, they understand the grace gospel, they understand soteriology, Christology, inside and out, and they communicate the grace gospel. That's by interpretation. By application, it refers to every church-age believer as a part of his royal ambassadorship. Now, every believer is a royal ambassador for Jesus Christ, but That doesn't mean that every believer is qualified to proclaim the gospel. A lot of them aren't qualified for anything except to live in the cosmic system and be a test for everybody else. But for those who live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, who grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, who metabolize the doctrines of Christology, soteriology, they are not only royal ambassadors for Jesus Christ, but they also can communicate that grace gospel clearly and accurately to the unbeliever. And we certainly need that today. It's almost impossible to hear the grace gospel communicated today. And that's very, very sad. But it's absolutely true. Even some that even have the tag doctrinal can screw up, totally screw up the grace gospel. And as you have to go a long ways. And I do not listen to Christian programs on TV. There is so much garbage, I just refuse to listen. If I do listen to it, what I sit there and rebound the whole time. So it's not worth it. And I don't want to break the TV. And Cliff's got to put a new one in. So, and who is qualified, worthy of these things, worthy to communicate, qualified to communicate the absolute truth of the grace gospel of mankind? Well, Paul is thinking in the context about him and Timothy and Titus and Silas. He's thinking about these faithful communicators of the Lord. But by application, it refers to the believer as a part of his royal ambassadorship. So, one, Paul knows that his communication of the grace gospel will have a double effect. He knows that when he gives the gospel, and Paul gave the gospel all over the Roman Empire. He gave the gospel all over the Roman Empire. He never ever thought by giving the gospel that everyone that heard him would believe in Christ. They didn't. He knew that when he sprinkled the fragrance of the grace gospel of Jesus Christ all over, that there would be some who would believe and there would be some who would reject what he taught. He understood that. He understood the principle of volition, and volition has been given to mankind to resolve the angelic conflict. And so, one, Paul knows that his communication of the grace gospel will have a double effect. First of all, some people are going to believe in Christ. And they will receive the gift of eternal life, God's imputed righteousness. And they will, for all eternity, they will be with the living and true God for all eternity. And two, he totally understands that there will be some people that he gives the grace gospel to who will reject the grace gospel, and it will result in eternal condemnation and judgment and eventually the lake of fire. He understands that. Paul knows that his communication of the grace gospel will have a double effect. Some will believe in Christ, some will not. Two, but God says, proclaim the absolute truth of my word. Give the fragrant aroma of the grace gospel. We are commanded under this principle to present the grace gospel, the fragrant aroma of the grace gospel to the unbelieving world. We are royal ambassadors for Jesus Christ. And therefore, as you grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, this will be something that you actually look forward to. And you know there's no accidents in the plan of God, and that when God brings people to you, He will bring people to you. If you're prepared, living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, God will bring people to you, opportunities to present the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everywhere you go, whatever you do. And that doesn't mean going and knocking door to door. Doesn't mean that at all. I've never done that. But I give the gospel all over, everywhere I go. Give the gospel of Jesus Christ. And every time when someone starts to talk to me, I realize this is not an accident. God has set this up. He wants this person to hear the fragrant aroma of the grace gospel of Jesus Christ. So I give it to them. So God says, proclaim the absolute truth of my word. Give the fragrant aroma of the grace gospel. 3, it's your responsibility to present the truth of the grace gospel. It's your responsibility to give it out. Whether the recipient believes it or rejects it. Your responsibility is to present it. You can't make someone believe in Jesus Christ. That's not what you're presenting the gospel for. You are the one who gives the information. God, the Holy Spirit, goes into the soul and convicts that unbeliever of sin because he has not believed in Jesus Christ, and righteousness and judgment. If you're going to live with God forever, you have to have the righteousness that God has. That only comes through faith in Christ. And if you don't believe in Christ, you will come under eternal condemnation and judgment, just like the devil and his fallen angels will. So it's your responsibility to present the grace gospel and be ready at all times, wherever you are. And whether it doesn't make any difference, whether they receive it or reject it, you have no control over that. You give the truth and let God the Holy Spirit take it from there. You give the grace gospel, let God the Holy Spirit take it from there. You're all in full-time Christian service under your royal ambassadorship for Jesus Christ. 4, the responsibility of believing or rejecting is theirs, not yours. The responsibility of believing in Christ or rejecting Christ, that is their responsibility. They're the product of their own free will decisions. And you always recognize that and you appreciate that and you support that. They have a free will. They have free will to believe in Christ. They have a free will to reject Christ. They are the product of their own free will decisions. 5, they are free to believe in Jesus Christ, resulting in eternal life and God's imputed righteousness. And they are free to reject Jesus Christ, resulting in the second death, the lake of fire. They are free to believe in Jesus Christ, resulting in the gift of eternal life and God's imputed righteousness. And they are free to reject Jesus Christ, resulting in the second death, the lake of fire. So, verses 14 to 16 then sounds like this. But thanks be to God who always leads us in a triumphal procession in Christ and who makes known the fragrance of the knowledge of Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, by the agency of us, by interpretation, God's faithful communicators, by application, the royal family of God as royal ambassadors for Christ. In every place, because we keep on being a wonderful fragrance of Christ for God among the ones who are being saved and among the ones who are perishing. On the one hand, to the ones who are perishing, we are an unpleasant odor from death, spiritual death, to death, the lake of fire, the second death. But, on the other hand, to the ones who are being saved, we are a pleasant fragrance from life, human life, to life, eternal life. And who is qualified, worthy for these things, qualified to communicate the absolute truth of the grace gospel to mankind? Well, the faithful communicators of God's word and the royal ambassadors for Jesus Christ who have grown up and have the doctrines of Christology and soteriology. Now that brings us to verse 17. 2 Corinthians 2:17. For we are not as many. Again, this is a terrible translation, but it's a good place to start from. This is the post-positive conjunction gar, plus the present active indicative of a me with the objective negative u, plus the comparative particle hosts, and the nominative plural of the adjective polus with the definite article. The conjunction gar looks like this in the Greek, G-A-R. This is an explanatory gar, explaining the last clause of verse 16. And therefore, it's correctly translated for. And then we have the to-be verb, a-me, with the objective negative, u. And the objective negative, u, slams the door. We absolutely are not. Paul says, for we absolutely are not. We're qualified. There are a lot of people that you are listening to, Corinthians, that are not qualified. But we are qualified. We absolutely are not like the rest. And now he's going to describe these it's a very derogatory phrase in the Word of God. You don't want to be in this category. We absolutely are not, and then the comparative particle hosts. H long O S, comparative particle. It means like or as. A couple of things. One, host introduces a characteristic quality of those who are not qualified to communicate the grace gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ. So hosts introduces a characteristic quality of those who are not qualified to communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is gar ami u, for we absolutely are not like the ones who are not qualified. So two, they are not qualified because they corrupt the gospel. The ones who are not qualified, they're not qualified because they corrupt the gospel. Two, they teach a false gospel. Three, they huckster the gospel. Four, they peddle the gospel for profit. They corrupt the gospel, they teach a false gospel, they huckster the gospel, they peddle the gospel for profit. The nominative plural of the adjective polus with the definite article is used as a substantive. It functions as a noun. And what we have, what is that adjective polus, the plural of the adjective polus with the definite article? And whenever you put an article with an adjective, it becomes a noun. And I'll give this is, you don't want to be this. Ooh. Hoi polloi. You don't want to be the hoi polloi. And in the Word of God, hoi polloi is not a good thing to be. So we have three. The hoi polloi is used with a connotation of disapproval. It's used with a connotation of disapproval. Four. Hoi polloi means literally the majority or most of the people out there that you are listening to. So this corrected translation, for we are absolutely not like the hoi polloi, Paul says. And when he says we, by interpretation, it means him, Timothy, Titus, Silas. We, God's faithful servants, communicators, we are absolutely not like the hoi polloi. The majority, most of you that you are listening to. For we are absolutely not like the hoi polloi. And then now we find out something about the hoi polloi, who corrupt the word of God. Ah, now we know why you don't want to be hoi polloi. The hoi polloi corrupt the word of God. This is the present active participle of kapelewo, plus the accusative singular of logos with the definite article, plus the genitive singular of theos with the definite article. Kapelewo. That's K-A-P, long E-L-E-U, long O, kapelewo. One, literally kapelewo is a commercial term. It's a commercial term for retail trade. It literally means to trade in something or to peddle for profit. To trade in something or to peddle for profit. It's a commercial term. That's its literal meaning. Two, figuratively, it means to huckster, to water down, to corrupt, to adulterate. To huckster, to water down, to corrupt, to adulterate. What are the hoi polloi huckstering, corrupting, watering down, and adulterating? Ton logon tu theou, the word of God. The hoi polloi are huckstering, watering down, corrupting, adulterating. Ton logon tu theou, the word of God. Three. The hoi polloi corrupt the grace gospel of Jesus Christ and teach a false gospel. And I can't tell you how many false gospels are out there. In fact, I made a point when I came here. I'm not competing with anybody. When I came here, God brought me here. God brought me here. I didn't even want to come here. I thought, Las Vegas? God wants me to go to Las Vegas? And I came and candidated for a week. And they had excellent pastors candidate. Even had Andy Todd. Andy Todd candidated here. And Andy Todd came, candidated here. He taught the Word of God, grace and truth. Just nailed them. There was a bunch of people in here that were just nailed them. And about two-thirds of them left. They were gone. Now, there were several candidates before Andy Todd, but then after Andy Todd, I come along, and I was the last one. I thought for sure they'd take a pastor before they ever got to me. And they said, okay, we've turned everybody down. You can come and candidate. And I did. Candidated, went back home, and then I get a call, and they said, you have been voted in 100%. 100% to be the pastor. 100%? Yeah. And they said, well, there was another pastor, the candidate here, Andy Todd. He got rid of a lot of people, and they're all gone. So I called Andy up and I said, thank you, Andy, very much. Let's go turkey hunting. Antelope hunting. Talk about this. And I wasn't sure I even wanted to be here. But God wanted me to be here. Why? Because there were believers who wanted the Word of God. And I even called up Pastor Breckel. I said, Pastor Breckel, I have been asked to come and be the pastor in a church in Las Vegas, Nevada. And he said, wait a second, Dick. I know what you're going to say. You want me to say whether you should go there or not. I'm not going to do that. I'm not. You know. Are there Christians there that want Bible doctrine? I said, yes. Are you prepared to teach Bible doctrine? Yes. Then get your ass over there and teach them the Word of God. Okay. I will. And that's the whole thing. That's all that matters. And I made it. I was not when I. God brought me here. God put me, gave me a flock of His sheep to feed. I'm not here to compete with any other pastor. And there were men that I loved. Pastor Breckel, Bethany Bible Church, Pullman, Washington, R.B. Thieme, Jr., Baraka Church. These men, phenomenal communicators of the Word of God. And, well, you know, out here, we got a lot of the Colonel's booklets out there. I'm not here to compete with anybody, Pastor Thieme, Pastor Breckel, anybody. And I made that was right from the get-go. So everybody wanted to know if I was going to write a book or something of this or that. I go, hell no. They're all out there. If you want one, go get it. I don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's already been invented. It's all out there. I'm not competing with anyone. And I really don't want to write anything. I don't want to write booklet or anything. And then I kept having people come in here and who I truly respected. And they said, Dick, we have gone to doctrinal churches all over this country and there is no place that presents the grace gospel as clear as you do. And I'm talking about doctrinal churches all over this country. Nobody presents it as clear as you do. You need to write a gospel booklet. And I kept saying, no, 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 no. And then finally, the straw that broke the camel's back. Someone came here and gave me some things, and what he was giving to people all over, I watched it, and I could not believe it. I got so damn mad. This is not the grace gospel. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back. I said, okay, I'll write this book. It took me years and years to write that purple book. I'm just kidding. It takes you about 2 minutes to read it. It's the gospel. It doesn't have to take all day to read it. It's the gospel. And so, in fact, the fellow who said, you present the gospel clearer than any doctrinal group that we've ever gone to, he says, just put down in print what you present from the pulpit. Just put that down. The same thing. So I did. The little purple book. It's known now as the little purple book. It's all over. Jerry's got the little purple book with people in Africa. There's over 1,000 gospel booklets that have gone to Africa. And you can see pictures out there with the people holding it all up and with that grace gospel, the gospel booklet. 1,000 to Africa. There have been thousands and thousands that have gone to the Navajo Nation. There have been thousands and thousands that have gone to the Philippines, gone to Australia, gone to Europe, gone all over. Well, so I did. That's it. I wrote that. But just because it was getting harder and harder to have the grace gospel given. So, 3, the hoi polloi corrupt the grace gospel of Jesus Christ and teach a false gospel. 4, they teach salvation by works. 5, they corrupt and adulterate the word of God, and they peddle it for profit. They corrupt and adulterate the word of God, and they peddle it for profit. Six, they are not qualified to communicate the grace gospel of Jesus Christ to mankind. They are not qualified to communicate the grace gospel of Jesus Christ to mankind. 7, they are the blind leading the blind, and they both fall into the pit. They are the blind leading the blind, and they both fall into the pit. So Paul, in verse 17, says, corrected translation, for we are absolutely not like the hoi polloi who corrupt the word of God. For we are absolutely not like the hoi polloi who corrupt the word of God. And then he says, but as of sincerity. Well, I can sincerely tell you that this is not sincerity. But as of sincerity. This is the conjunction of contrast Allah plus the comparative particle host, plus the prepositional phrase ek, plus the genitive singular of alikrineia. Alikrineia. This is Allah is the strongest conjunction of contrast in the Greek, correctly translated, but a couple of things on the contrast. 1, Allah sets up a contrast between the hoi polloi with Paul, Titus, Timothy, Titus, Timothy, Silas. 2, it contrasts false teachers with God's faithful communicators. Contrasts false teachers with God's faithful communicators. 3, it contrasts the teaching of a false gospel with the communication of the grace gospel. Four, For it contrasts a corrupt gospel with the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. So it sets up a contrast between the hoi polloi with God's faithful communicators, false teachers with God's faithful communicators, contrast the teaching of a false gospel with the communication of the grace gospel, and contrast a corrupt gospel with the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. And then we have the comparative particle hosts again. H long OS, once again, as, and then the preposition ek and Arnton Gingrich, the Koine Greek lexicon, pages 234 and 235, says that it presents the source, and you translate it from, and then the word alikrineia. Now, this took me a little more time, alikrineia, in my study. That's E-I-L-I-K-R-I-N-E-I-A, alikrineia. Now, this is not a word you see a lot of times. And if you go to Arnton Gingrich, the Greek lexicon of Koine Greek, there's not much there, almost nothing. Now, alikrineia is a classical Greek word. Now, you have this is something you, as a communicator, a pastor of a church, you have to realize the Apostle Paul was a genius, and he would incorporate words that nobody else would incorporate, and this one comes right out of classical Greek, and Koine Greek doesn't have anything to say about it. And so I had to go to the classical Greek lexicon. And some of you were probably wondering what this thing is up here. This is Lydell and Scott, the classical Greek lexicon. There are 2,042 pages. I want you to look at the print on your Bible. Reduce that by half. Well, even more than half. pages, no pictures. Lydell and Scott. Fortunately, the Apostle Paul doesn't throw a bunch of these words in there. Just throw my shoulder out. I'm going to have shoulder surgery like Rick did. So, from Lydell and Scott, a few things about this word. One, alikrineia means purity of motive. Purity of motive. Two, it's a compound word made up of Ali, E-I-L-I, Ali. Ali means the light of the sun. The light of the sun. And then krino, which means to judge. So it's a compound word made up of Ali, the light of the sun, and krino, to judge. 3. So literally, it means to be judged or tested by the light of the sun. Literally, it means to be judged or tested by the light of the sun. Four. Light was used to judge the purity of many things in the ancient world. Light was used to judge the purity of many different things in the ancient world. Five. By holding the gospel to the light of the Word of God, we can determine what is true and what is false. By holding the gospel to the light of the Word of God, we can determine what is true and what is false. Six. God is light, and the Word of God is light. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. The Word of God is light. God is light, the Word of God is light. Seven, from the source of God and the Word of God, Paul had the discernment to communicate the pure grace gospel of Jesus Christ. From the source of God and the Word of God, Paul had the discernment to communicate the pure grace gospel of Jesus Christ. So he says in corrected translation, for we absolutely are not like the hoi polloi who corrupt the Word of God, but as from purity of motive and discernment, from the light of God and the light of the Word of God, we communicate the grace of God. And then he goes back to the whole key. He says, I am operating by the power of God, not by my own human ability, human power, human talent. I am operating by the power of God, but as of God. Conjunction Allah plus the comparative particle host plus the prepositional phrase ek plus the genitive singular of theos. Again, Allah, but comparative particle host as the preposition ek from the source of God, but as from the source of God. I am presenting this by God's grace and God's power, not by my own human power, not human corruption, diluting false gospel, but as from the source of God. And then he says, in the sight of God speak we in Christ, katanante theou en Christo lalumen. The present active indicative of laleo, plus the prepositional phrase en plus the dative of Christos, plus the improper preposition katananti with the genitive singular of theos. Laleo. L-A-L-E long O. Laleo. Laleo means to speak, to communicate. This is one of the most basic words for the communication of the Word of God. The present tense is an iterative present. Iterative present, you would graph it like this. You give the gospel repeatedly, again, 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 again. It's not linear action start constantly, but you'll give the gospel here, you go someplace there, and you give the gospel there, give the gospel there, give the gospel there. You do it again and again and again. This is the present tense of repetition, repeated action. Active voice, the faithful communicators of the Word of God, perform the action of the verb by interpretation. The prepared royal ambassadors for Jesus Christ do the same thing. The indicative mood, declarative, dogmatic reality of their faithful communication of the absolute truth of the Word of God. En Christo, in Christ, in union with Christ. Catenanti is an adverb. It looks like this. Catenanti. That's K-A-T-E-N-A-N-T-I. Catenanti. Catenanti is an adverb that's used here as an improper preposition. As an adverb, it means opposite. As an improper preposition, it means in the sight of someone or before someone. And that someone is God. Corrected translation. For we absolutely are not like the hoi polloi who corrupt the word of God, but as from purity of motive and discernment by the light of God and His Word, from the source of God, we keep on communicating the absolute truth of God's Word in union with Christ in the sight of God. For we absolutely are not like the hoi polloi who corrupt the Word of God, but as from purity of motive and discernment, holding it up to the light of God and the Word of God, but as from the source of God, God's power and God's grace, we keep on communicating the grace gospel in union with Christ in the sight of God. 1. Paul, Timothy, and Titus, and all faithful communicators of the Word of God, are in union with the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords, Jesus Christ. Paul, Timothy, and Titus, all faithful communicators of the Word of God, are in union with the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords, Jesus Christ. 2, the faithful communicators of God's Word keep on communicating the absolute truth of the Holy Scriptures in the sight of God. The faithful communicators of God's Word keep on communicating the absolute truth of the Holy Scriptures in the sight of God. 3, the light of God and the Word of God gives the faithful communicator of Bible doctrine the purity of motive and the discernment to communicate grace and truth, the fragrance of the grace gospel. The light of God and the light of the Word of God gives the faithful communicator of Bible doctrine the purity of motive and the discernment to communicate grace and truth. 4, the hoi polloi, well, they corrupt the gospel. They dilute the gospel. They huckster the gospel. They distort the gospel into salvation by works. The hoi polloi corrupt the gospel, dilute the gospel, huckster the gospel, distort the gospel into salvation by works. 5, God's faithful communicators teach the grace gospel of salvation by faith alone, in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. God's faithful communicators teach the grace gospel of salvation by faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. So chapter 2, verses 14 to 17 sounds like this. But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, union with Christ, and who makes known the fragrance of the knowledge of Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, by the agency of us in every place, because we keep on being a wonderful fragrance of Christ for God among the ones who are being saved and among the ones who are perishing. On the one hand, to the ones who are perishing, we are an unpleasant odor from death, spiritual death, to death, the second death, the lake of fire. But on the other hand, to the ones who are being saved, We are a pleasant fragrance from life, human life, to life, eternal life. And who is qualified and worthy for these things to communicate the absolute truth of the grace gospel to mankind? For we absolutely are not like the hoi polloi who corrupt the word of God, but as from purity of motive and discernment, but as from the source of God, the light of God and the word of God, we keep on communicating the absolute truth of the word of God in union with Christ and in the sight of God. And there is chapter 2. Chapter 2 is in the can. I wasn't sure if I was going to get done. I have chapter 3. How much time you got? Chapter 3 will be next week. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.